Members of the Swinomish tribe live on a reservation that's on an island in Puget Sound, about an hour north of Seattle. Larry Campbell works in the tribe's environmental health program.
I come from a tribal community that has 7,000 acres, 10 square miles. 90% of our border is on water. So our tribal leadership knew, and back in 2008, that we needed to confront climate change, sea level rise, global warming.
It was then that the tribe began working on a plan to adapt to the effects of climate change. That plan is done. According to Chairman Brian Cladisby, the Swinomish tribe is the first in the nation to have the federal government certify its plan. So when it comes to debating the merits of climate change,
our leadership says we're not going to get into the argument on whether climate change is real or not. We're going to say it's real and go straight to adaptation.
That adaptation has led to some creative thinking. Campbell's colleague in the tribe's environmental health program, Jamie Donatuto, says the Swinomish took their time to get the community involved in creating its plan. The tribe wanted to preserve traditional foods such as shellfish. She says they created something called a clam garden, the first of its kind in the lower 48.
So the clam garden is an ancient indigenous technology that's been used for, I think the oldest one they found was 14,000 years in BC. And what they are low-lying rock walls below mean low tide that create a terrace behind it. So it's almost like a safe area. You know, current researchers have done studies to show that shellfish populations are greater and more diverse. Aside from that, there are a lot of other plant and animal populations that also are more diverse and have higher numbers of abundance with clam gardens.
Chairman Cladisby says his tribe's story is just one of many of tribes thinking and working creatively to address climate change. For his people, the problem is related to rising water levels. He says other tribes are experiencing their own unique issues.
In the Arctic, villages up there for the first time are seeing their homes being washed away into the Arctic Sea. That's never ever happened before. In the Pacific Islands, I witnessed in a video a grandfather standing in the Pacific Ocean, water up to his waist, and he had his two grandkids next to him. They were visiting their cemetery where their loved ones have been buried since time immemorial, and now that cemetery is underwater two times a day.
Closer to home, the Colvilles, for example, are seeing trees on their land dying off, and wildfire season is becoming longer and more dangerous. The Climate Summit, sponsored by the Affiliated Tribes of Northwest Indians, will continue Wednesday at Northern Quest. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.